Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayang taga Melbourne na may-ari ng Likha Handmade Art, si AJ Zara Gerstans. Kumusta, AJ?
Hello po. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, sige. Umpisahan na natin, ha. Side hustle ba to or negosyo?
Ito po ay side hustle. Ang Likha Handmade Art, isang stall that specializes sa mga earrings and accessories na handmade and sculpted by myself. So ako po lahat yung gumagawa ng aking mga staff. And I take inspiration from Filipino culture as well. So you can see from my shop, I make little halo-halo earrings. So makikita niyo po doon, may lumpia, may mga maliliit na taho as well. So yun po ang pang inspiration just to make something beautiful na magagandang tingnan ng mga tao.
Stressful ba ang work? So much so na para you needed a hobby.
I think all work comes with stress. So there are times na gusto ko talagang wag nang masyadong isipin yung work and focus on something else. At the moment, ako po ay isang full-time operations coordinator sa isang environmental charity that focuses on educating philanthropists so that they can give their money to help the environment.
Have you always been this creative?
Actually, hindi. Hindi po ako creative growing up. I can't draw. I can't paint. Wala talagang creativity. I think it stemmed from me wanting to have a hobby so that, you know, after work, hindi ka na stress, iba na yung pag-iisip mo, and I realized that I can sculpt. Pwede pa na akong gumawa ng mga maliliit na polymer clay earrings.
Kailan mo to sinimulan?
So, nag-umpisa po ito is June 2024. I was traveling alone in Tasmania, and then I came across this shop in the Botanical Gardens, and they have this wombat earring. Nag-isip ako, I think I can make this. And then from there, it just started from there as a hobby, and then it became a side hustle. So, isang araw, nag-cellphone ako, and then I went to YouTube. Nag-research ako, paano ba talaga gawin tong mga polymer clay earrings? And then from there, I taught myself na, oh, ito pala yung mga equipment sa kailangan ko, ito pala yung mga supplies na kailangan ko. And then without judging myself, I just thought, ah, kaya ko pala gawin to. Okay, sige, gawa tayo ng bulaklak. I think it was a sunflower.
Kailan sumagi sa isip mo na you can actually earn from this hobby?
This is a really good question. Kasi hindi talaga sumagi sa isip ko na I can make money out of this. So I then kept on creating. Gawa ako ng gawa. And then my partner said, ang dami mo nang nagastos dito. You should probably try to do something to make money. Kasi nakita niya yung quality ng gawa ko. And then he said, you should try and doing it in the market. Yeah, I started earning money. And yung mga tao, pag nakita nila, nagandahan sila. And then they bought. And that just gave me more confidence.
Paano nalalaman ng tao na you actually make, you know, these accessories?
This is a very tricky one. And I think lahat po ng mga sellers ay nagsistruggle dito sa putting your name out there. I mainly focus on markets, so mga local markets dito sa amin kasi mas madaling mag-set up, mas madaling makausap yung mga tao. This is what I sell and this is what I do. And then aside from that, then I start mixing social media. So na makita ng mga tao yung creative process kung paano ko ba ginagawa yung mga earrings to prove that I really make them. Na hindi ko lang sila binibili somewhere, that I actually do make them and sell them. And yeah, just social media marketing. And also word of mouth. Nakausap ko yung madaming Pilipina dito sa Melbourne. And nakita nila yung gawa ko. And they really share it with others. And they're proud that isang Pilipina gumagawa ng magagandang earrings.
I wanna know about your capital.
Really hard kasi hindi ko talaga minomonitor. Kasi ako, oh, kailangan ko to. I will buy this. But I think around maybe $300 to $500. So from there, I think it's a good capital so that you can buy good equipments. May magandang equipments ka na and may quality clay ka na. Kasi if you use the low quality clay, it's actually quite hard to make something out of it. So you really need to focus on quality. It's very hard to compete, lalo na sa mga businesses na established talaga. So kailangan mo talagang hanapin yung kung saan ka nag-specialize. So at that point, na-realize ko na I should focus on more Filipino-inspired earrings kasi wala pa akong nakita na may tindang halo-halo earrings sa Etsy. So I thought, oh, this is great. I can, you know, showcase my culture. And show it here in Australia. and at the same time hitting that niche na oh, wala pa nang nagawa nito. But at the same time, you can't really avoid competition. I think it's just part of a healthy market.
When you work on an accessory, mga gaano katagal bago mo tapos?
This is a really tough question kasi nakadepend ito kung anong style. Let's use the halo-halo for an example. Isang halo-halo earring, it takes me a week to finish kasi I make everything. Yung pagdating pa lang sa lalagyan niya, sa glass, I mold it myself. So I don't buy the air products na made na sila. Ako talaga yung gumagawa. So it takes a long time and I put really attention to details kasi ganun ko talaga siyang gustong gawin. So it takes a long time but I enjoy taking that long process kasi alam ko na dahil gusto ko siya, hopefully may tao dyan na magustuhan din yung itsura ng earrings na ginagawa ko.
So nakwento mo kanina na puro Filipino culture ang inspiration mo. Anything else na gusto mo pang i-add doon sa mga things that actually spur your creativity?
I focus on Filipino-inspired designs, pero I also do other designs. So, for example, Valentine's Day is coming, so I make a box of chocolate earrings. So it's a box with little mini chocolate. And really, kung ano mang pag lumapit sa akin and they ask, can you make this? Can you make a miniature version of my dog? I've done that as well. So, maliit na earring na kamukha ng aso nila.
Do you have promos or parang ganun, seasonal promos?
I try to do the seasonal promos. O di kaya minsan meron akong mga sale as well. But I think what really attracts people is that pag nakita nila yung stall ko, I make so many different things. It's so colorful that they can't help but look. They can't help but come. Lalo na yung mga tao na gusto nila yung mga colorful things, yung mga maliliit na bata, pag nakita nila, ay, gusto ko nito! So yun talaga yung main attraction ng mga tao. It's the product itself. Yung stall ko, I just make it that it doesn't clash with the color, so it's either black or white, and then the product itself attracts the people.
Sino ang usually na mga bumibili sa'yo?
This always surprises me kasi in my mind, yung mga dalagita, mga maliliit na bata, they would like to buy my earrings. Pero it's a mix. I've had so many different mixture of demographic na bumibili sa akin. Merong mga matatanda na in their 60s and they want to wear it. Merong mga maliliit na bata and they just really see that it's cute and they want to wear it. Tapos yung iba, actually, I have someone, a father, who bought from me just so because he saw a little daisy earring for his daughter. So it's, you actually can't tell. It's a mixture.
What is your vision for your handmade products or your accessories, particularly for this year?
I have so many plans para sa aking business. And one day, hopefully, that I can rely on it, my financial means. Pero at this point, I really want to build my online store and my online presence. Kasi mahirap din kasi ng market minsan. Pag sobrang init, pag sobrang lamig, sobrang hangin. So I really want to focus on growing my business online. And another big dream that I have ay hindi lang para sa aking business. It includes the artists and crafters in Australia, Filipino crafters in Australia, that one day magkaroon kami ng arts and crafts collective so that we can work with each other, we can inspire each other to bring the Filipino culture through arts and crafts here in Australia.
Paano ang price points for these handmade accessories?
I'm probably not the best example for this kasi all the artists that I know struggle with pricing. But what I do is that I take in consideration how much I spend on the spare product and then I use that. Sa totoong business talaga, kailangan mong i-factor in din yung time na ginagamit mo, bayaran din sarili mo ng sweldo, but as a side hustle, hindi ko pa siya kayang gawin. At this point, nag-stick ako doon sa mag-research muna ako ng ibang competitors and then lagyan ko siya ng price kung sa tingin kong tama para sa akin. At the same time, I always think na pag talagang dumating yung mga taong gustong bumili sa akin, they will buy this even if gaanong kamahal kung i-price ang product ko. And it happens.
Ano yung mga maipapayo mo ito? Sa mga gustong simula ng side hustle or ng negosyo, anong masasabi mo sa kanila?
I will say this to everyone. At sinasabi ko din to sa sarili ko every day na just be brave. Tapangan mo yung sarili mo to follow your instinct. Kung may instinct ka, may naisip kang bagong business, kahit na saturated na yung market, just go ahead and do it kasi that's where you learn. You learn from the mistakes that you do and then you use that learning to improve your business. Kasi lahat naman tayo nagkakamali, lahat naman tayo, 'di ba, may mga ups and downs. Pero kung hindi ka talaga brave na sundin yung dreams mo, hindi wala talaga mangyayari kasi you just sit there and you just regret not doing it. Actually, I realized that the problem is from me. Ako yung may problema. to stop myself from doing what I really wanted to do. Kasi, yes, the market is saturated and yes, you have all the competitors out there, but it's you against you. You need to push yourself. Kailangan ko talaga sabihin yung sarili ko na, just gawin mo lang to and then put it out there. If they like it, they will buy it. Kung hindi nila gusto, meron ka pang isang set ng earrings for yourself.
maraming salamat kay AJ Zara Gerstons.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Sure. At tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.